to the Daily Talk Show, episode 549.
See you next Tuesday. How are we?
Very good. We had Campbell Walker on yesterday. Didn't really get to do much weekend chat.
Nah, I mean, we'll focus on his brilliance.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
He's lovely.
Love him.
His illustrations are both visually pleasing and very funny.
Yeah.
Five stars.
Five stars. That's
it sounds like an Upwork gig.
A nice testimonial.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, can you give me a testimonial?
I wonder how we'd go on Upwork.
Oh, I mean, you'd be busy. If you don't know what Upwork is, it's services rendered. So, no, I don't know. I actually don't know what it is.
As you said it, you didn't know.
No, I said it this morning, services rendered. I just liked saying it. Someone says that services rendered. Can you just actually find out what it means?
Services rendered.
Yeah. Can you just find out what that term
it's
means?
It's the conclusion of a service agreement.
Services rendered.
So it's all finished.
Yeah, it's done.
So Upwork is like a, I would say it's like a
it's
directory slash, you can't just describe it by mentioning another platform.
It's Airtasker for graphic design.
Yeah, but then if you still don't know what that is, it's a marketplace for people that are skilled in graphic design, video editing, animation, all that stuff.
Copywriting, everything. Yeah. Like you can get virtual assistant. How about the Daily Talk Show's virtual assistant? You know what? In 2020, I want a virtual assistant. Maybe how many hours a week?
What are you going to get them to do?
$100 a week.
I mean, this is the whole-
10 hours.
But that's the whole Tim Ferriss book 10 years ago was always about virtual assistants. We've spoken about this. People made money out of talking about how they use them and then getting people to do it. But I still never trusted them because now their business is in selling, here's how you do it. Mm. I listened to a podcast once about a guy who ran tall ships in the Sydney Harbour, and he outsourced a lot of his sales to the Philippines or something. So he set up call centers. So you can take it beyond just like someone replying to your emails. But I then did some Googling about his business and it was like horrible reviews. Okay. But he was on this podcast specifically talking about how, you know, you just got to outsource, outsource.
There's something fun in having someone.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's just about sunk cost. Mm-hmm. We're literally wasting money because it might not do anything for us. Do you know anyone, Mace, who's used them?
A virtual, nah.
I feel like Big T would get around it.
Big T?
I feel like I don't personally know anybody who's ever used it successfully.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've got no idea.
You don't want to give them access.
What would you give them to do? Like,
yeah,
it's another person to manage.
Email, yeah, exactly. I've got enough on my plate. Yeah. No, I don't know.
I'm just worried about who has our bloody
logins.
Email logins.
You have to share your LastPass with them.
No.
Yeah.
That's not ideal. No, but maybe. Oh, how about this? I think
you can
this
be
is,
your personal admin stuff.
I think this is where it could work.
Yes.
I think this
could
is.
Could they get me a Medicare card?
That's too hard. That's personal. I think what we could do, though, imagine this, because it could be really shit, which could be reason why it's really great, and that's sourcing content for the show. You're going to come up with talking points for Josh and Tommy.
I just got an idea. No. This is solid. What about a junior producer?
Oh, yeah.
From the Philippines?
Yes.
That we do 1 hour a day and they come on the show.
We've seen how badly that can go down.
But it can also be brilliant.
No, but how about we could start them off with sourcing content? I like the producer thing. So it's like, what have you got for us today?
I'd love to get them on here. I think that'd be fun.
I mean, we will bring them on, but they'll probably demand more money.
Yeah, no. Okay. Over the weekend when I had the MC gig, I saw Bree down in the audience.
Oh, she came with you?
Yeah, she was watching. That was really nice.
I reacted to her story. So you looked great.
See her story. What happened?
It was just a photo of Josh on stage with Leah.
Many people. Can you paint the picture for anyone who doesn't know what's going down?
So there was around 300 people.
Solid.
So there was a real mix, a lot of kids. So it's by a group called Friend in Me. And it's all about kids who don't necessarily fit in or don't get invited to parties.
Mm. Do you automatically feel more comfortable when they're kids, like on stage?
Yeah, I think so.
Because
yeah.
Adults are just fucking judgmental.
Well, we had like an area at the front, in front of the stage, and we wanted all the kids to come up and get ready to dance.
Great.
And so we said, everyone, all the kids, the the kid to come first up the front will get a prize. And then they thought that we meant on the stage, the whole climbing up on the stage. So we ended up with about 40 kids on the stage. And then they had to jump off the stage.
Oh, no.
So, you know, it was all fine. But, no, when while I was emceeing, I looked out and I saw Bree. She had her phone and, like, a credit card, like, doing e-com.
Oh,
just a bit of – and so I said – I made the joke when I – when at the end Bree came over, I said, oh, I saw you doing just a bit of shopping online. And she said, no, I was filling up your Mikey, which was lovely. But it turns out I had – because I had these uncomfortable shoes, it's very – wearing nice clothes, hard work.
Why?
Well – Rod and Gun hooked me up with like an outfit, so that was all good. But I had to sort out my own shoes, and so the only shoes I had were my Vans. Well, so I had my Asics or my Vans, and so the Asics are
not
weight.
Great choice.
Yeah. Well, your bank balance doesn't match the eccentricness of that outfit.
Yeah, yeah. And so I went with the Vans.
No, that's fine. And so what? They're flat, so they hurt your back.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, and you're standing up the whole, like, for 3 hours.
Well, yeah. And the other thing too is I find it very hard to keep hydrated because I don't want to have to keep going to piss. So it's this constant balance of trying to have enough water to survive, but not enough that you're going to have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. I mean, how long was it?
It started at I got there at 8:30 a.m. and I left at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And, but how about this? Harrison Craig. He was doing some great Christmas carols.
Oh, he's great.
Great. Like phenomenal. Mm. Like so good. Anyway, I was watching him do his performance and as he's singing, he did this. And he's singing.
That's great.
And just so he's coughing, right? So he's coughing off mic. But I started to panic. I was like, oh, fuck. I don't think he's doing well.
Oh, you thought it was getting real bad.
Yeah. And so I ran backstage. They had a water cooler, filled up water, and then sat in the audience with the cup trying to get his attention.
All I can imagine is this 6'2" bloke amongst the
all the kids. I was seated on the like dance floor area. And so anyway, then when he didn't do it, he then coughed again. I just made the call. I just went up on stage with the cup.
And did he take it off you?
He said, thanks, Josh. And then afterwards he thanked me.
And so is he just picking it up where he's left off?
Well, so what he did, he took probably, he took the tiniest, like I don't even know if he took a sip, but he just put it straight down. But then as soon as that song was done, he then sculled it down.
Yeah.
And so, because I was just thinking, speaking when you've got a cough is hard enough, let alone trying to like hit certain
notes. Josh Pitterman, who's been on the show, amazing voice, similar to Harrison actually. Mm-hmm. He did the Sydney Opera House. Live television across Australia. Imagine.
Yeah, you don't want a coughing
you
fit.
You can't fucking have a coughing fit.
No.
At something like
especially
that.
Especially on that note as well. Like, what was the song you were singing?
Oh, some Italian number?
Yeah,
oh,
it's the real popular real high. One. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Real high or real low? I don't know.
How did Amy's birthday go?
Oh, yes, 33. We stayed in bed most of the day.
I saw that you made pancakes.
Oh, yeah. It's a bit of a tradition. We have a picnic. Inside picnic. Mm-hmm. And it's the first one where Bodhi really gets around it.
Sounds like snack tea.
No, it's breakfast. It's just breakfast in the morning, but sitting on the ground around the table and it might have a picnic vibe. Mm. I don't know. There's something – Amy really likes picnics. So do I. But we –
What do you think it is about picnics?
I don't know. There's something – it's like it's a bit childish to have a – inside picnic, which kind of feels nice. I remember as a kid setting up tents indoors great.
I was just thinking about like dunas, setting up dunas and putting it.
Fortresses.
I would love to do that tonight.
Mate, Bodhi's into he's like, I want a cubby. He calls it a cubby. Mm. And so we put blankets over the table and he loves that. But
With a torch. Do you remember you'd get a torch and so you'd be able to like turn it. Did you ever do that in 97?
I remember making like the little cubby houses or whatever.
Out of what?
Like duvets and stuff. Yeah. Duvets and blankets, but I don't remember having a torch.
Just anything where you're kind of in a snug little area. I don't know, it brings out this childlike nature within you. And so I think the indoor picnic is that. Mm. And so it was lovely. I've really lent into it with Amy and I know she loves it. So I got the pancakes all ready, cooked them up before Bodhi came downstairs, and then got him down. We sat around and it was all set up and she came down. Big reveal.
Do you think there's this
she
time
knew it was happening?
But oh, really?
Yeah, she did. It's How very, did she know? It's hard. Like when you've got linked bank accounts and you're. Mm-hmm. And a kid, so and the weekends where yeah, you're really putting
the pancake batter on the ING.
No, I actually did. I didn't tell her. She knew. Actually, I hadn't told her, but I can assume she knows what the fuck's going on. I'm up early, and then I come into the room to get Bodhi because I wanted him to sit down, and he just sits up and goes, "What's that smell?"
Oh, really?
Cake. Oh, really? So he could smell it. Had come upstairs, and so he could smell cake, and so. At that point.
That's pretty clever.
Yeah. He's onto it. He's onto so many things these days. Too much.
But I feel like it's also the time of year where we're just looking at things that we might turn into actual rituals or habits.
I've got one for next year. Mm-hmm. It's making sure – do you have hairy ears? Can you just pull your headphone off? I haven't looked.
Inside or around?
Enough that someone who just sees you from this far away knows. No.
So I trimmed them when I trimmed my beard.
Oh, before your big.
How do you trim them?
Just like this. So it's only not in the ear. I don't know where to start with that.
Yeah.
But just like the outer ear, there.
Oh, really? Yours because gets hairy around there.
Yeah.
Dude, you just got hair on your ball, so.
What'd you say?
I just said he got hair on his balls. Okay. He's that young. When you're our age, mate, you start fucking getting fuzzy ears. Dude. My next year, one of my new things, mm-hmm. I need a ear hair routine. Yeah. I had
laser or psychologist. What are you gonna do? true. You gotta pick one.
I see how important laser is now. It's a fair point. It does fuck with your head. No.
Or your ears.
So I want to because I was having a meeting with a guy a few weeks back, and the longest hair. Mm-hmm. Within his ear coming out, it distracted me so bad. And I was thinking, if I'm as distracted as this, I need to sort my shit out.
No, I like that. And so you'll probably do it because Bree pointed out doing the MCing, I needed to shave. Mm-hmm. We have a Sunday only policy because even when I try and clean up, it doesn't do a very good job.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a
it doesn't or you don't?
I don't. Yeah. Like it doesn't like I don't do a very good job.
Yeah, sure.
And so the I shaved in the shower and we have dark tiles. And so I sort of wash it all down with the hand.
Well, so that should be thing. Fine then.
Yeah, but then Brie she'll get like a paper towel and go, look. See? It's almost like one of those like TVSN ads. Like, look, you thought it was all gone, but there's still stuff there. And so that happened to me.
Oh, God. Yeah. I need to employ a routine.
Mm. I appreciate
so it. So that's what I'm doing. That's one of the things for me.
Yeah. I was walking along and I passed this sign. It was a subscription. And I was thinking like there's certain subscriptions. So Brie and I are going to do the muscle meals or whatever it's called. Oh,
great. Fuck. I'm all about that,
muscle,
dude.
Chef. My muscle.
Chef.
Dude. Chef. And so the Brie was saying, so like Uber Eats and all that sort of thing spend a lot of money. These, I think it was $157 or something for two meals each a day for 5 days. Mm-hmm. So it's like quite good value.
What's the math on that?
I think it was $8.
It's about between $8 and $11 per meal.
It's good.
And so they're fridge, not freezer. And so they're quite
good.
Bit
more fresh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I was walking past a sign, another subscription. Monthly
for the food or? Oh,
yeah, it's sort of food related. are you okay? Do you need some water?
Yeah, can you run up and no.
The subscription of cheese.
That's indulgent. That's so fucking indulgent.
What cheese? I don't know. Are you talking primo cheese?
Yeah, so I'll read you the sign. I took a photo because I was like.
A cheese subscription.
I'm actually thinking
it's
of doing
this.
It's
not just tasty cheese from.
No. So it's.
You cannot do a cheese subscription and a muscle meal subscription. They're the
need something for the top of the meal.
Yeah, a bit of dairy on top, just a bit of cheese on each one. So it's the I'm going to give them a free live read. Cornelius Cheesemongers, the Cheese Club 2020 monthly cheese delivery, $29.95 per month. Sign up by December 26, 2019. Go to Cornelius cheese.com.au
Dude, that, I mean, think about
Cornelius Cheese. Cornelius cheese.com.au. Okay. Use the promo code. The Daily Tool
Show. These kind of things, like businesses, think about you're a small, like even a small business like this. Mm-hmm. If we just tried to do a client catch up every month where we got a bunch of people into the studio, you could have that. It's $29. It's prepaid.
I wonder how much cheese. 97. How much cheese are they talking?
Yeah. I mean, how much cheese does one need? I know you love cheese.
I'm just looking at the different packs that they have.
I went down a rabbit hole of watching Anton.
Oh, yeah. From.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Sex and the.
No.
Yeah. Oh, Straight Guy.
On Netflix.
Queer Eye.
Queer Eye.
Anton does heaps of videos with, like, you know, the GQ videos where it's like, here's five things that I can't live without. And he's so good at it. And I've just been like, I've just fallen into this sort of algorithm recommendation engine of Anton recommending shit that I need.
Okay.
There's so many things. But he was talking about cheeses and I didn't realize this. But in the US, it's like, I guess this is the same with Australia. You can't have like non-pasteurized cheese.
It's illegal.
Yeah.
Interesting. And do we-
True, 97?
Do we have it? It's so like milk.
Apparently, like unpasteurized cheese is way tastier, but it can kill you.
Jeez.
I don't know. But cheese. But I have a feeling.
Cheeses.
But I have a feeling that the cheese. So when Brie and I went to Serrano, remember that medieval town in Italy? I'm sure that all the cheeses were like pretty full on. And Anton was saying how this cheese that he had, they put this glass thing over it and it's for the fridge. It's because it stinks
so bad.
So badly.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
All cheese sold in Australia has to be pasteurised. It's illegal.
Okay.
If it's not pasteurised.
And so what does that mean flavours-wise?
So is it something to do with the milk that they use?
Yeah, it would have to be.
That's where the pasteurisation, if it's a word, happens. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, fuck. I mean, if you're a... what is it? Lactose intolerant?
Mm.
Bad banter for you guys. Yeah,
yeah. I wonder if it's even worse. Do you think it's worse, unpasteurized, worse for people
that
with
really
lactose?
Gets you? I don't know. Cow milk wasn't drank many, many years ago. Did you say drunk?
Yeah.
Cow milk wasn't drunk for a long time. And then they worked out, fuck, we can get some energy here because it's hard. We're doing it pretty tough hunting meat. And so they started drinking it. So a lot of people were lactose intolerant many years ago.
And then they came around.
Well, it is like slowly, but there's a big portion of the world. I think it was one third of the world is lactose intolerant. Can't process the
This is on the Joe Rogan.
Yeah,
I think it might have been 2/3 of the world is lactose intolerant.
It was a huge amount. Yeah. It's like, fuck. I mean, but there's still how many people eat cheese?
Well, yeah, I wonder.
I think cheese is a little bit different.
It depends on the cheese.
Yeah.
My brother can only have certain types of cheese and other cheese he'll shit himself, legitimately. We got it in there. We said
at least once an episode.
So
is this like the blue zone? You were reading that book, weren't you? Listening to the audio
book. Audible, yeah.
What happened?
It's the blue zone climate stuff. So it's where all like the people who lived the longest, they were trying to find consistencies between all their diets.
And what was it? What was in there?
It was
Uber Eats twice a day.
What was it relating to cheese or lactose?
Just more. I think that I have a feeling there's a bunch of like Asian countries and stuff where it's like mostly seafood and plant based. They their own wild fish.
Yeah.
That's sort of
they grow all the stuff themselves, all that sort of stuff.
I mean, yeah, can't get any better. The so my brother, he has these little capsule I've talked about of the lactase, the enzyme. You have them, and you can have a coffee with milk, and so it won't unsettle your stomach. I saw a plate came out. This is at AU79, our favourite cafe around the corner here, brings out this indulgent waffle creation with sugary things on top.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's got some
fairy floss.
Yeah. Oh,
it looks so naughty and so yummy. And this guy just like I see him pull out this thing and I was like, oh, what's that? Looks like a huge pen. And then he like takes the top off and he's like twisting it.
An EpiPen.
Look, I thought it was an EpiPen. I was like, he's pretty calm for an EpiPen.
He's checking his sugar. Like,
nah, diabetic. Dude, he fucking loaded it and jabbed it and went. And so he gave himself an insulin injection is what I gauged it as. And then he proceeded to just eat this really naughty, wow, sugary thing. I was thinking, I wonder if, I was speaking with someone over the weekend about it, I was wondering if it is, because you could think, oh, what he's doing is countering right now. So he's actually being pretty naughty by countering the sugar hit right
Maybe
now.
Maybe he needs to bring up his blood sugar. Like, for instance, yeah, you know, like the jelly beans at the pharmacist.
Yeah.
The, well, gluten.
I love the look of those.
Glucose.
Yeah. Well, I think the naughty way that that you could spin it is, it's like this naughty thing. You can eat really naughty, but you got to jab yourself. Or he jabs himself every morning, and it's the perfect optimal time to do something like eat a high sugar.
Yeah. If you can do it once a week, I reckon 100%. My mate Mr. Sugar Nasan would do that.
Does he jab?
Is the I don't jab? Know. Well, he only found out there was a diabetic like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
I wonder how much he's changed. Like, when I talk to him, I ask him
if he's changed.
Like, I'm way better.
I think if you actually need insulin, you have to shift it up a bit. If you've come from being a real loose unit. Mm-hmm. It's, a kid I know is now 19, a little bit younger, a year younger than you, probably 18. Yeah. How old are you, Mace?
20.
Yeah, so it'd be 19. It'd be a year below you. He only became a diabetic at 18.
Mm-hmm. Type 1 or type 2?
Oh, the injections type.
I think they both can, but type 1 is the one that's less lifestyle. Type 2 is like,
you've caused it potentially by yourself.
Yeah,
through
diet. Yeah, so he's type 1, born with it, but only finds out 18 years later that he has it. That's phenomenal.
Talking about finding out later in life, that Love on the Spectrum show on ABC, did you watch the final one, 97?
Is that the final one?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's great. But anyway, like people with autism going on dates, I reckon the best TV I've ever watched. So funny,
it's
so good.
It's real.
Yeah.
It's a reality show. Mm-hmm. And how close are they? Like, how set up, how reality is it, you know?
It's very, very real. It's like,
it's pretty legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we're going to set up. It's done by the ABC. So it's like, it's got you get a sense that you're learning about the nuances of the spectrum and all that sort of thing.
What have you learned?
Well, it's funny. I feel like after watching it, all I can see is I look at everyone and just put them on the spectrum now where I think that they are.
Yeah, I guess the spectrum is a
spectrum,
zero to whatever, and it's a spectrum. So it's like everyone can fit into a spectrum.
Something interesting that they keep mentioning that I've never Googled, 97. The spectrum, autism is only measured based on a male measurement system / charts.
Why?
So I don't completely understand it, but from what they were saying in the series, women tend to be diagnosed way later because the whole system is geared towards men. Are you finding something there, 97?
I'm just searching.
You watched the series though too. You remember him saying that?
I don't know if it was they based the system off the readings for men. I can't remember them saying that.
Yeah, in the doc.
Well, can you look it up?
I feel like it's something I've seen more in males now that you say that. Like, I think about someone with autism as a young person and I think about a young boy for some reason.
I think statistically, there's definitely more diagnoses or whatever based on that.
Based on young kids.
Mm. So back on the cheese thing, subscriptions, 2020.
For you, it's I don't think it's like the counter subscription to the food one.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're going healthy food and then backing it up with high calories.
What about like high quality? Like, I think it's just about having high quality stuff in your life, having a few nice things that get sent. So then you don't do that. I reckon how good it would it be 2020, no Uber Eats 2020.
For you?
Yeah.
That's a huge.
That's huge.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm doing it, but I'm just saying that would be massive.
Do it. I want to try and quit something again in 2020.
Have you decided what you can do with? So I had for the first time, how about this? Went to mum and dad's on the weekend on Saturday. When was it? 97? When did they go? Saturday night? Yes. Saturday night.
Are you looking after his diary, mate?
Yeah, he's across it now. He's got all the touch points. So I say, I just asked you,
how was your...
Yeah, how was Saturday night?
Did you say that?
No, I just said, how was the dinner with your family? Because I saw it. I think it might have been Lynn who uploaded a photo, mm-hmm. a selfie.
On Instagram. Lynn
did a selfie?
No, it was Josh taking a selfie, but uploaded on Lynn's account.
I used my iPhone because it's got the wide lens.
Yeah.
I know it was the first time going to a family thing where I had a drink. And so mum and dad don't drink red wine.
What do they drink?
Mum's more a Sauvignon Blanc, like white.
Yeah, white wine.
So they don't drink much red. So mum has been using, like she might be gifted a red wine, like expensive red wine, and she uses it for cooking and stuff. It's just outright. Like, so it was like a $50 bottle of wine. And so I was drinking that.
Classic.
But I forgot to ask her. I want to take it all from her because I feel like we would have more use from our house.
Well, you can even pay her and just or exchange it for cooking red. Mm-hmm. You can buy like cooking specific red from the supermarket.
Yeah. That's the thing. But don't use good stuff.
Yeah.
But it's always...
So you had a drink with Mum. Who was it? Who poured you the drink? Who was saying, who wants a drink?
Yeah, Mum did. But it's funny. Everyone's like a little bit quirky. My Auntie Helen, her partner, Reese, he has a specific type of soap that he likes to use. And so the factory had a fire and they were no longer going to be stocking the soap.
Pears? What is it?
I don't know what it's a special natural one. Mm. Anyway, so he went shopping and called up every retail place, found a place that had them. He said, how many bars of soap have you got? They said 250. He bought all 250 bars of soap.
Well, I had like $4 $3 a bar. $3 a bar. That's a good – did he get it cheaper?
For years, yeah.
Yeah, did he get it cheaper based on being
– No, I don't think so. But he was like, you know, it was such an important part of his life and he can only use that specific soap.
Wow. How often is he washing his hands?
Mm. Well, no, I guess it's like his whole body maybe.
Okay, which so seems it could a be bit a shower archaic. Soap.
Shower soap. When was the last time you used a cake of soap in the shower? Do you use a cake of soap?
I don't use any soap.
What do you mean?
Well, just the bar of soap.
What do you use? Body wash?
Yeah, occasionally.
What? You can use pears. Yeah.
This is super interesting.
No, you can just get away with water. Maybe like once a week I'd use actual soap or body
wash. Doesn't smell
this
much.
No, it's fine. You just use water.
Doesn't have a girlfriend yet, so she'd be fucking.
As soon as
you stink,
MVP gets.
What's MVP? Gets going.
I was joking about 97. We were doing this, so we're doing.
Oh no! You don't need to bring that up. I remember, but most valuable player. I know what he means. We can't actually go.
Yeah,
there.
And so anyway, but I think that you'll need to. You just need to be cleaner. So I use
goat's milk.
Yeah, no, you do. But I use like a goat's milk, coconut smelling. It's very, very good.
Dude, yeah. Yeah, I used to use the cake in the shower, the pears one. It's like a non-allergenic, whatever you call it. Yeah. Doesn't have chemicals in it.
Mm. Is there anything that you would, if you were finding out something was going out of stock or out of business, anything that you would buy in bulk?
It has to be cheap. No, I don't have a.
What if you like? No, just like to take the financial bit off the table.
Yeah, but I don't have a connection to something like that. I don't give a fuck what toothpaste or thing I use. I use all Amy's products, so I'm just trying to think.
But think beyond like hygiene and stuff. Think like day to day.
What would I really
clothing?
What would I really miss? Nah.
If Rod and Gun was going out, I'd buy all their blazers.
Oh, would you? Would you? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've done it with like
Which they're not, by the way. They're doing really well.
Doing great.
I mean, if ASICs were going out of business.
Oh, yes.
You'd buy them. Tuna. I mean, I've just done it with tuna where it's discounted. I buy a lot. But see, I just want discounted. It's not that I'll pay full price for anything. I don't want to pay full price for anything.
Yeah. I mean, if frozen berries, the entire category was going out of business.
Forever.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of problems there, isn't there?
Yeah.
At that point, if that's happening.
Yeah, yeah. We probably wouldn't have the electricity to power your freezer that you need to store those fucking berries.
What about the, I want to get back into Mr. Pitt's deodorant. So I started using that. I even gifted you some. Mm. Are you off it now?
No, I'm still using it.
Still using it?
Still using it. I had irritation from it, remember? Mm-hmm.
Or it was that, or you hadn't washed your underarms in 6 months because the water thing.
Yeah. Don't you think that's true? The whole water thing's quite true.
Nah.
You don't use soap?
Nah.
A lot of dermatologists will tell you to use water, you wash your body.
Yeah, not using.
No. I don't smell or anything, so that's fine. The Mr. Pitts, it turned out the irritation was caused because the problem was that the bottle was old. It'd gone past its 6 months.
What, used I by gave day. You that one. No?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How long had you had it for? Oh, you gave it fresh.
I gave it fresh. And it was fresh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I was
Why
using
did I do that again?
Because
I don't have any.
Oh, no, you know why? It's because I bought the active one.
Sure.
And it doesn't smell as nice as a fresh one.
I was like, here, have this one.
Yeah.
Because I'd gotten two, but I would like to get back into that. But I've been sort of dialing in this time of year a few habits and things that I want to do. So, for instance, I was big on IA writer to write stuff. And so I use that still to this day. But I've now moved to notes. For all to-do items.
On your phone.
Yeah.
So. Is that syncing with iCloud?
Yeah. So it syncs with iCloud. And
which
so,
then does what?
So then it goes on my computer and on my phone and all that sort of thing. Great. But within notes, it's like you can add to-do items. Bri and I already use it for our shopping list.
Yeah, it's good.
Any other any implementations that you'd like to make?
As of next year.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like my Pocket Cast, like really dialing in the filters. Mm. So say, okay, I want to listen to something smart. I want to listen to something dumb.
Have you dialed in the skip ads at the start?
No.
You know, per podcast, you can set to skip the first however many minutes. So like Joe Rogan, I start it at 6 minutes in, so I miss all the ads.
I listen to Joe Rogan on YouTube Premium and then I don't have to listen to ads at all.
Yeah, see, I don't do any of this stuff. Like, I think this is the tech.
But this is the optimized. There's something quite fun in it. Like just dialing it all in.
Do you need to identify there's a problem, though, with the current way of doing it?
That's just about being – do you feel like you're completely optimized?
Oh, I don't – for the podcast stuff, I just skip. No,
just in general,
skip
the ads. Just life. If Matt D'Avella was to sort of follow you around for a week.
I think, you know what I've found from this podcast, asking people, like we asked Gemma, do you think much about this? Yeah. Nah. It's like some people I think just don't fucking go there.
Yeah.
Is that them optimized or like it doesn't bother them. So it's not a thing, right? So if I'm not thinking about how can I save the moments where I skip the ads and find, like if I don't identify it, right? So then if you, like you're thinking, I need to understand the smart stuff I want to listen to, I want to listen to this stuff, you're thinking about that. So if you don't ever bring,
What's important to you?
Yeah. In respect to what? There's a huge question. My family.
Mm-hmm.
My baby.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying then you look at those things.
Well, no, I think you then look at, like if time is the commodity.
Then
saying, okay, what are some of the, what are you laughing at?
One of the things.
I mean, if you're looking at like time as a commodity, like what do you do on a Friday night when you spend a couple of hours in front of the TV?
But that's the choice. So you work out, okay.
He's either optimized it or.
Yeah, but it's like.
Well, what about watching ads on TV?
Well, I don't really watch free to wear.
Fuck the ads. Oh, okay. I got it. The one thing is optimizing my gym routine next year to be first thing in the morning.
Good. What about the drive to work? Is there any optimization that you could do there?
Fucking all it is Catboy, Blippi, Batman.
Did you have a playlist? Do you have Bodhi's playlist?
Dude, it's called Bodhi dictates the fucking playlist. We get our
so
songs.
So he's optimized.
He just yells. If that's optimization, just yelling, this one. No, I want to go to the gym first thing in the morning. The problem is it has to be around 7. It has to be about 8 a.m., which means I wouldn't be out the door until 9, then pushes the start back of.
Wait, when does Bodhi have to get to daycare?
7:30 earliest.
And so you do You drop him off after 9 or you drop him off first?
No, drop him off 7:30.
Sure.
And then go around to the gym.
And then go to the gym and then come to work. But I think if
what about like a 6 o'clock gym?
Because Bodhi wakes up at 6:15, 6:30. I would have to go at 5 a.m. And I don't know if I'm up for that at the moment. Like, I don't think I need to do that.
No, I get it.
What's wrong?
Hey.
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong.
Oh, I'm just looking at Mason. You just seem like you're both mocking me or something.
No, he was saying we had 1 more minute left. He did this.
Mm. Sure.
Anything else?
Obviously not interested in what I'm saying. So
No, I'm interested. But as I'm trying to work out what you can do, how you can optimize. But as you said, you don't want to optimize.
I just said I'm optimizing.
Mm. But it's going to be hard.
Anyway, it's a daily talk show.
Do we have any emails or anything?
Yeah, well, we got an email from Ian.
Mm. Is this the one from the other week?
Yeah. So,
our homie Ian Trainer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Great episode today, Gronks. This is in relation to Lisa Stevenson. The connection between you guys.
How
and
late
her-
is each of this email? This is
the connection between you and Lisa was great. Some really interesting subjects. In fact, I listened to 2 great shows. Stacey June was also a great chat. Keep up the good work, boys. Ian.
Love Ian getting around.
He also loved Ash Williams' episode.
Yeah. That's more relevant. Yeah, more recent.
Yeah.
Nah, I get you.
He's just like, fucking now, that's a weekend band. So loose, I think is what he said.
Yeah.
People love Ash.
Yeah. He's good fun. If you enjoy the show, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts. hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email address if you want to send us an email. Otherwise, see you tomorrow, guys.
See you, guys.